want you guys to really, just really decide on this. I don't even know if it's pointless if we're all even here. But we do all have a choice. And I will be pulling my other child, and I have no intention of sending my youngest child through any of these if this is what happens. So please, just please actually decide and listen.
That we do, I mean, I can't speak for everybody. I care what people are saying. I care what you're saying. I do. And I believe everybody else does. We care about the kids here. And I think bottom line is the only reason that we got called back here is because of all the close contacts that are out. You know, they're missing so much. And that's what,
right?
You know, and I, is that a county tracing? Is that how we go by the close contacts, the process?
And the
6 foot rule.
60, 15 minutes in a 24 hour period, unmasked.
I just know we have to stand up the examples for our children. If we don't at some point, whether it's our jobs, whether it's the state of California and we can't go shopping or do anything without a vaccine, at some point, everybody has to stand up. And I hope you guys strongly just realize that. And I hope everybody here can stand up for your children and homeschool. There are other options. Just know that if you have any questions, a lot of us have done research that would love to share it. Yeah, please just keep that in consideration.
Can you tell us your name?
Oh, Tanya Willis.
Okay, and I'm going to jump to the online real quick, and then you can come up and just to keep it in between. Will masks be required for outdoors as well, or only inside the building? What about the lunchroom situation?
So masks are not required outdoors. So if PE or recess, they are not required. They are also not required while eating, so they would not be required while the child sits down to eat. And then they, typically, we don't even have them bring their masks to the lunchroom because they're going to lose them. And so we have them walk, because they're walking outside, they get their lunch, they sit down, they eat, they go out to recess, they're unmasked during that period of time. That's what we're doing currently at lunchroom.
So in the morning,
can you say who you are so we know, please? Just so people, I mean, I don't.
Jennifer. For the breakfast and the lunch, is a child required to wear a face mask walking through the breakfast line to get to the cafeteria to eat breakfast?
We have not required that.
Okay, so in turn two, also the child is not required to wear a mask walking through the hallway to go through the lunch line to get the lunch to sit.
It's outdoors.
Right. Give
me one more second, and then you're up. I promise. It is different for the high. Is it different for the high school? Another school my son played against had some positive students. He was tested without my prior notice. I asked why. They stated it was because the other team, and if my son refused, then he would be excluded for 20 days. I assume we get, I mean, we don't just send kids
to be tested. No, and that's a sports-related one, so I think when they sign up to play on the football team, they understand that that's a part of it. They get tested certain times throughout the season, and I think when they run, I think that was the Wheatland versus East Nick game where they had positives, and that's what shut East Nick down for 2 weeks. They had to then test all of the kids on the football team. But we do not, first of all, we're not testing. If we do get test kids, we would not test a child without the parents' approval.
Then I have a couple teacher staff questions. Just to clarify, is this a mandate for masks or coverings for students? Can they wear mask alternatives or just masks?
Facial covering, so mask, what's that other one called?
Shield.
Gaiters. They cannot wear a shield based on the guidance.
Okay, and just curious why medical exemptions is okay for students but not for staff.
Well, I'm not sure that medical exemptions aren't okay for staff. So, we have not received any. So
Amy, I would check in with the district office if you have a medical exemption. And then Mr. Pena said the recording stopped and he can't hear us. Okay. Did anyone else lose volume? Sound again? Lost it. Okay. Go ahead and then we'll jump back to you.
My name is Jamie Hart, and we have a son that's been at home
And I had to tell him, which in hindsight, I'm glad. He was in tears because he wants to be here. He wants to learn. His entire life, he has ran out that front door to come to school, except last year when he had to wear a mask. Because you don't build relationships. You don't learn. You don't hear people the same when your face is covered. We have expression and tone that you can't get when somebody's wearing a mask. But he doesn't care if other people wear masks. He just doesn't want it forced upon him. And he doesn't get a vote. He's not 18. He can't vote in the recall. He didn't vote for any of you. So we're here. We're here to stand up for them in that way. Exactly. We're not asking you to not follow the mandate. We're asking you to not enforce it and let our children have a choice. There was a big movement about my body, my choice. My body, my choice.
My name is Jeremiah White. I know a couple of you. Never seen a few of you myself, but I'm here to basically reason with all of you. And anybody listening, I don't think you guys understand that these tests, these virus tests, they're being abused and used against the people. They are not for. They do not look for one virus. So when you get the sniffles, and it could be allergies for anybody knows, and you start taking these tests, and then you hinge on, oh, let's put masks on them all. Yeah, that's going to fix it. No, that's not going to fix it. That creates the multitude of problems that you're hearing about today. And I'm not asking you not to do it. I'm telling you, you better not do it for my kids.
Hi, I'm Charlene Walt. I'm a granddaughter. And I also was a teacher, and I also have a daughter who's a doctor. So I have the same story. I'm talking, I should talk to you.
That's how I got the back of my hair.
I have a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old who go to Browns Valley Elementary School. They didn't get to go to school much last year, but they're excited to go this year. And they have to wear masks. They don't care. They get to go to school. They are having a good time. They go out on the playground, they get their mask off, they get picked up by me or their parents, and they're just as happy to be. And in my car, when we go someplace, they say, Grandma, don't you wear a mask here? I said, no, we're outside. So that's that. So that not all children feel constrained by that. That's just how it is. It's just what they learned. I learned that I also have a 97-year-old grandma, my mother, who's 97. So I wear this mask to protect my little ones and my old ones. I don't want my mother to have a shot, but I do this out of honoring, protecting her. So those are just how I am. I have a shot. I took it because I'm old school. I have every vaccine that comes along. I'm old. I need all the help I can get. Okay? So the other part is my daughter happens to be a physician. She's a anesthesiologist up in Ashland. She came down to visit me and she said, Mom, we can't come up and visit because the COVID cases are rising. She's a great anesthesiologist, but right now, she is acting as an ICU doctor in intensivists. She's smart, but she doesn't know what to do in an ICU, but they don't have enough doctors because it's filled with people who have COVID. Not her kids, there are some kids, but she tells me stories, not knowing anything that can store on, But she said there's a 35-year-old girl. She's a little overweight. She's going to die tonight. She's just going to die tonight. And there's nothing I can do. And then there are, and she said, there are people who get in car accidents. And there's no room for them at my house. And if we are there, I have to go in, a great anesthesiologist, but now I, because it's not enough doctors, I am now an intensivist. She can do a ventilator like crazy, she can do your tubes, that's what she does. But she has to call a doctor, she has to take that 30 seconds, that 2 minutes, that 5 minutes to get a call back. She doesn't know what she's doing. And people are dying because people are having their freedom not have a vaccine, freedom not to wear a mask, and I am all about freedom. That little one over there, she's in that fourth grade class.
So am I.
But the idea is, your decisions impact other people. Your rights end at the end of your nose. What you decide impacts other people. These people, teachers have jobs. Man, that prevention means, first of all, you work at the shop, it. And then it means you have income, you're a teacher. But if they're messing with it, whether it's right or wrong, I mean, you can have a lawsuit, that's the first thing I do, but they're going to be out of work if they don't do this thing. Now, I'm so glad I'm your father. But the idea is we need to see each other's time. We need to see where they come. And I like the idea that if you want your kids not to wear a mask, just go to school. There's so many out of school things to do that. Now we make your job easier for every kid that comes has a mask. Everybody needs parents, send them, say, I'm on board. I want you protected. The people who aren't on board don't want to protect you. Go somewhere else. And tell us it's
over.
somewhat of a choice. If they don't want their kids to wear a mask for 10 days,
literally 10 or 14 days, then you keep your kid at home and do independent study. But I don't think anyone's going to have a problem with allowing 10 or 14 day mask mandate if their kid tests positive or like a kid tests positive.
I don't think they're more eligible.
I don't think they're testing at all.
Yeah, and I don't think that they would be eligible. But you know what?
There has to be a middle ground.
That's what we've had up until now is the choice. And I don't disagree with you. We had that middle choice. We have Annie Anderson. Are cases in which a child does not test when sent home considered positive COVID tests or just quarantine? Also on that, are the parents notified differently? For example, are parents told your child had close contact with a positive COVID case, or are they told another child had symptoms and you were a close contact? Because those are very different cases, and I haven't heard of a difference in notification. Positive COVID case and the one symptom chart of having a runny nose or a headache due to smoke are very different.
The only close contacts are those that have been in contact with a positive case, not somebody that has symptoms if it's a positive case. And it's verified by the nurse if it's a positive case.
And then she said that she has sent in her exemption from the start. There have been people who have sent in their medical exemptions from the start. And then Alyssa Hearn, Mike.
Let me just clarify. A medical exemption must be from a doctor. Cannot be self-imposed medical exemption.
Alyssa Hearn, my child was flagged as a close contact upon her return. If she were re-exposed again, possibly over and over, would she have to quarantine for 10 days every time? Just close contact. Seems like at the rate of close contacts we are experiencing, she'll have to quarantine a lot. It is stressful. And because she has three children.
So the answer to that is if they are unmasked and she's a close contact to one student and she comes back and she's a close contact to another student, another 10 days will ensue. And then if she comes back as another close contact, then yes, it could continue. That's my understanding.
So the last one is just a comment. I have three children, and my youngest is in kindergarten with autism and a speech delay. He has learned that wearing a mask is required. He is okay with wearing them. This is not an issue for the students, but an issue with the parents. Okay, so that's it for our online questions. Anybody else have any comments before we have discussion?
Hi, my name is Andrea. I just have one question. How can you sit here in front of us, maskless, and yet tell us that we have to enforce our children to wear masks?
Yeah.
Listen to you. You said your recommendation was mask. Why are you maskless? And you can't say you're 6 feet apart because you're not. I was outside a table for the bathroom. You were right in front of me, sir.
Outside.
And I'll be honest with you. I don't wear a mask. I'm not vaccinated. I don't wear a mask. And I don't.
I just think it's hypocritical for you to sit here and say, our children, my daughters, are not. Seriously? You want to know if you wear a mask for 6 hours? It's ridiculous. When you put a mask on all day, every day, then I might think about my daughter, and even then probably not. But none of you can answer me. You did.
I wear a mask.
But you keep taking it off to talk.
Right.
The mandate currently says indoors when children are present. That's what the mandate says.
My husband had COVID. We didn't quarantine him away from my children. Guess what? We didn't get it. I'm pregnant. I don't wear a mask. I go where I want. I have tested 6 times, not once. It's a scare tactic. States aren't going to take your money. Grow up. Stand up for our kids. So we're asking.
So I don't work there anymore, which is a good district, but I know at their district, or my new district, they have spit tests you can take. So that might be an option for your staff instead of having to do the nose swab. Okay. That might sway a little bit more so that way everybody's not getting the shot and don't want to put that thing in the nose. Those things have carcinogens in them, we don't want them. Brain tumors are great against it. No. I'm not going to do that to my kid. He's not going to get it. He's a special ed and he's not super special ed, but he needs extra learning. He goes in a different class. He can't see with the mask on. He can't see with the shield on. He doesn't want to wear a mask, which I don't care, but then he's getting penalized for a certain class because they have an option. They have an option. Then this teacher is pounding them all for not wearing it and getting mad at them, yelling at them. If you're going to tell them they don't have to wear a mask, it's their option. You can't have teachers getting mad at them for not wearing one. The lady said, oh, my kids don't mind wearing them. Well, that's because they're being conditioned to wear the mask. We live in a free country. You can wear a mask or not. Okay? And let's see, what else did we say? We pay taxes for our kids to come to school. We're paying you to make the decisions, but the decisions that you're making for our children aren't really what we want, right? I mean, we don't have them. We're paying you, not to tell us that they have to remain. It's my fault, the country that we're in right now.
No more tests.
My next, Lori, my son was sent home on Thursday because he had a headache and itchy eyes. He has a long history of allergies. We turned in a note at the end of last year in April. I didn't realize we needed another note. I told the school that he has allergies. He was able to return today. He will not be able to wear a mask with chronic watery eyes and terrible allergies. So she would be one of that, but if this passed it, she would need to get a doctor's note for that. So.
So last time I came up here, I really came up here to talk about discrimination and segregation, because we now have a seating chart and teachers are marking off what kids aren't wearing masks. And those kids are getting separated and segregated out of their schools. You can't tell me that that's not, they're keeping track. Teachers are keeping track of who's wearing a mask when and who's not wearing a mask. And there is definitely retaliation. I brought it up on the very first school board meeting about this before the school year even started, and I asked, and I can tell you, there is at least one teacher in this school that harps on those kids about not wearing masks. And now that they're out, now that our kids are out and at home for 10 days, they have to get on a Zoom after school hours to get their assignment for the day. That's not okay. We spoke to the principal. You asked us to go up the chain. We spoke to the principal. That teacher was reminded that that Zoom was supposed to be for questions about the assignment that was put on Google Classroom. It's not. The kids cannot do their work until that Zoom happens. So they are being punished because they weren't wearing a mask, not just because they're out of school. Because now their school day goes until 3:20. Their school day goes longer because this teacher has decided that she's not gonna put the assignments up for them to do until they get on their afternoon Zoom outside of school hours. So you can't tell me that's not retaliation, that she's not discriminating against the kids that aren't wearing masks, and you guys have segregated them by allowing them to be removed without any symptoms.
I'm Robin Burrow, and I just have one more comment. Our teachers are here to teach, not to be police officers and waste a great portion of that 45 minutes that they have those kids in there. They need to be using that time to teach, not enforcing a mask. You need to wear a mask. Do you want a mask? Do you here put on a mask? We're wasting the kids' time. And I think our kids and our people need to have that choice.
And I think the teachers are now scared because of this letter that they're going to lose their credentials, their livelihood, because we've been approached with numerous letters of their fear. And I am my first job is to take care of kids. My second job is to take care of staff. And that's
and
me personally.
And I have a teaching credential, and I would be worried also, but I think I would also stand up and fight for it. And if that governor there would come and take my money away from this school or take my credential away, I'd see him in court.
But my name's Danny Thatcher. Not just you are scared, or teachers are scared of that. All these people in here are willing to lose their jobs over what is right and their decision on the mask and all that. Okay, you got people that worked for jobs for years and they're willing to lose their jobs for what they believe is right. Are you guys going to do that? Honestly, deep down in your gut, will you do what you think is right? Is my question. And on a second note, this is kind of off topic of COVID. But I've talked to several sixth grade kids, young kids, 10, 11 years old, that were pulled out of class last week and said, leave your stuff, let's go. And the vice principal was talking to them, and they brought dogs in their room to stay. Is that not correct? That's from several kids that told me off campus at your school. I believe there's that people have a problem with that as well.
We have drug dogs.
You have, but yes, we did.
So I don't know this year. I don't know what their schedule is, but they do come through. We have dogs that come through periodically throughout.
And the just year. Yank kids out and say, leave your stuff there.
I didn't know they yanked kids out. I know that
they pulled the kids out of the schools. I've talked to kids on my football team and all that. They talked to them and they said, leave your stuff. They brought in a gentleman, ununiformed, okay? No police present, no military present, and brought dogs into the same classroom. And said, we do this periodically, three classes here and there at a time. They explain to the kids. Now, to me, it's more of a conditioning, showing you that this is a normal aspect, that we are going to do this, okay? I think a little different probably than most people, but I'm just asking, is that what's happening as well? Despite the COVID.
Yeah, we do have a canine detection unit that comes in.
So don't you think as a district that a letter or any notification in that fact should go out to parents or am I wrong about that? Do you guys agree or what? You never heard about it. Nobody heard about it. Several kids came up and told me about this. There is a colleague on the bar. I was like, what? What are you talking about? But sixth grade kids.
And then there's somebody over here wants to know what you're worried about.
What am I? I'm not worried about nothing. I'm just wondering why nobody was notified. Parents should be notified of something like that.
That's what
you mean. So why are you not worried about
it?
You know, there's a lot of things happening right now in the U.S. I'm just curious as to why. Okay, I don't do drugs, and nobody I know in here does drugs, but I'm just wondering why that happens and it wasn't addressed. It seems like more of a conditioning scenario to me as far as you're getting these kids used to stuff like that happening at the school. Does that make sense? Am I making sense?
Yeah.
It's more of a lack of information, but you're also getting these kids conditioned to know this is okay. Leave your stuff
and
walk out of the room so your stuff can get checked.
And it got started.
That's my point.
Way before COVID, we've had the dogs for a long time. And we did have some drug issues that the dogs did find, unfortunately. And they do come in periodically, and they do go through the high school as well. But parents should know that that's going to happen. And it should be added to the handbook. Absolutely. It's something that to be aware that you know is going to happen with your kids, that there will be canines.
I was just a bit shocked to hear about that because I know I coach all these kids and I'm like, what are you talking about? And none of their parents know. Nobody was aware of it. And I was like, are you serious? And they said, yeah. And they were describing people in plain clothes. It's not even cops in uniform. That makes sense? So,
yeah,
so
I've walked through with them when we first started, but it's been, it's been a long time since when they first started. And I went through and watched their process. But I, at the time that they did it, we kids didn't come out of class. They went through their, you know, and their stuff.
No, not good.
So I don't, you know, I'm not sure what happened.
It just
and
seems
I
like a little bit more conditioning kids to get used to that thing rather than actually living for drugs. Or whatever you're saying, or I don't know. Just seems like a more little bit of a conditioning issue that your kids get used to that. Is what it seems. And that's what most parents are saying as well, that know about it, that's now. That's all right.
My student is currently home for 10 days due to close contact. When she returns, even with a mask, but is exposed by an unmasked student, she will be sent home potentially over and over. My husband and I both work. Homeschool's not an option. We can't take 10 days off from work again and again. We don't like masks either, but at this point, the choice is between wearing a mask indoors or sending kids home and or shutting down whole classrooms over and over. Both options suck, but one sucks less than the other. I need my child in the classroom learning, and if masks will help her stay in school consistently, I will take it. That's from, and then I have one. Mrs. Jacklett, our principal out at Lone Tree, said that the search notification is currently in the handbook, and it includes the dogs, and it's on page 27 of your handbook that you got from your student.
Page 27.
So I'm glad that that's in there, because if it wasn't, it would be. So, and that's all we have here. So unless there's any more comments, I'm going to turn it over to the board for their comments and opinions. Just one more.
Because I just can't stop. Push it out to your next meeting. September 14th is the election. September 15th, should a Republican be in there, there will be no mask mandate. Because there will be none. The executive order will be gone. So if that tells you that it's not political, I don't know what more you need. So just push it out until the next meeting. You'll have your decision by the 15th of September, because whoever gets in there is going to get rid of the emergency order, and then your answer. You don't have to make that decision.
Hi, I'm Jim Buckman. I've heard a lot tonight about the 10-day quarantine, and I currently have a child that's out with as a close contact. But I was offered a snapshot in time testing. So he's in school, and I don't know if that's been addressed this evening or not.
Where was this at?
Lone Tree.
So he was masked. That's the issue. So
no, he was identified as a close contact at the youth center.
Right.
Okay. And so then I was given the choice, the quarantine or the snapshot in time testing. And so
that's correct, because at the youth center, the person that was COVID positive and all of the students were wearing masks, so they qualified for what's called the modified quarantine, which allows them to come back to school. That's the point that I was trying to make earlier, is that kids will be in school with a modified quarantine where they won't be.
And then I've also heard some comments about testing, And the high school is doing daily testing and it's open up to the public from 3 to 4.
I just want to thank you guys all for coming. I really, we appreciate it, or I appreciate it. I shouldn't speak for everybody. I appreciate you guys all coming and caring about kids and caring about your kids and caring about our district. So thank you for coming and letting us know how you feel and, you know, how things are with your students. We need to hear that. And so I appreciate each one of you coming, taking time out of your evening, your home life, your dinner to come and talk with us. So thank you all sincerely for doing that. And, you know.
I just want to thank you all too for your passion for your kids. I think it's really important that you did come out and let us know how you felt. I take it all in, I listen very well. I'm not gonna say it, it's the way to be one way or the other, but I understand your passion and I understand where you're coming from. Thank you all.
I would also like to comment on, I think our next board meeting is sooner.
September 9th.
September 9th. It was before the 11th.
We can't reschedule it because, again, we have mandate to turn in all of our budget to the county by September 15th. So we have to do our board meeting on September 9th.
You can't have another emergency.
Reggie, can we hear from you? Can you unmute and talk to us? We miss you. No, you're still muted. Can't hear her. Just a second. Nikki's probably with her computer on purpose.
Sorry. I put it now. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay. Unfortunately, on my end, I heard very little. I heard clearly at the microphone. It was intermittent at best. I do appreciate their voice, and I agree that everybody should have ideals, and it's people's choice. It's just such a hard place to be in, and I don't know that there's any right decision. So unfortunately, there has to be one made, and you're on a fence. You know, you want to protect your students and your teachers and your community, but at this point, I don't know from my heart which is the correct answer. There isn't a perfect answer. There isn't a perfect world that we live in today, and the world is off, and you know, it's incredibly hard to make any kind of decision right now. That's it.
Thank you. I have another couple comments. One is, but wearing masks is best for children because kids can't quarantine. I'm guessing I'm not the only one in this situation. I think we all want kids to be in school as much as possible. And I think we all do. We have no more comments.
I just have a quick question.
Absolutely.
It sounds like basically you guys are being threatened or losing funding, but to what extent can they really, what is it they, you guys can get in trouble for, like, if it's proof that a COVID case came from us? And how on earth would they even do that? And I don't really, I'm just reading over this letter, this disgusting letter from Mr. Feces that he represents, you know, he used to be the public health of San Francisco. And now we're being advised by him. But I just read this over and over and over. And to me, I feel like you guys are still covered because you are enforcing it. So basically, the only difference now is now, instead of saying it's your choice, now we have to punish your kid.
And
that's really,
I don't
still following the guidelines.
Yeah, I don't think it's the financial piece that we're worried about. I think it's more the staff, the staff credential.
You guys are doing all your part. So basically, if the kid still doesn't wear a mask because their parents, you don't have to. So now they're being forced basically change your mind and saying, we're not going to harm the kid because it's endless. Basically, now you're saying we have to punish the kid.
I'm not calling you a liar, Paul. There's not one staff member in here up here saying, I'm feeling like a I'm not saying you're.
No, I won't lie to you. I had two staff members from this site, one call me and one email me and say that this is their livelihood and that, you know, that they didn't want their credentials taken. And I get it, you know, and personally, you know, we were told we could be liable. You know what? I'm okay with that. I'm okay taking our.
I just don't see how that can get anywhere holding you guys alive for anything. Right now, it's such a role.
And I don't think it's. Yeah, I don't really think it's that piece. I think it's keeping the kids in school that works to have so many hours.
But I can tell you, as a 35-year-old survivor, I just had a hospital month ago. I just wanted to find low oxygen from COVID. I had to be away from my kids, my husband, my family. And if you saw what a nurse has to wear just to bring the ice water, or to wait 2 hours for a nurse to come change your toilet, when you see that they have to put on a mask, is it going to change that? I feel like you guys are protecting yourselves. These face masks. I mean, I love this whole on my heart to be played, but I can literally rebuttal everything she said, especially after this is going through it. And now that I'm having friends die that didn't make it out like I did. And it still doesn't change how I feel because I am also a dental hygienist. I wear masks 8 hours a day, and I know what they do and don't protect me from. But I just keep replaying this in my head because I totally get where you guys are coming from. And I'm just such like a problem solver. But it's like nothing seems like it has to change besides the fact that they're expecting you that you have to like basically now punish our children. And now it just doesn't make sense to me because I feel like where you guys stand and you guys are doing everything you can to enforce that besides physically sticking it on their face.
And you guys would have to be okay if your kids weren't wearing a mask, they were going to be quarantined because if they came into contact.
It does go beyond that. Just, I wanted to clarify that because somebody said that.
Because at the last meeting, you also said, I'm not worried about legal ramifications because they can never prove where it came from. I can tell them that they got it out of hospital yesterday.
Right, and I'm not worried for myself, and I don't believe that the district would lose funding, even though they threatened it. I do believe OSHA will come in and fine us. That's a different thing. But when you start asking me to put our staff's credentials on the line, I'm not willing to do that. I'm not willing to allow that to happen.
But the credentials on the line if what? If they could prove that a kid got COVID?
No,
Or if they're not wearing a mask.
If they do not enforce it, that their credentials could be taken away.
That's
exactly what
it's
saying.
It's just threats. Well, yes. No one's ever taken action.
A threat is a threat until it becomes a reality.
It is. And with my business, ABC threat me every day. You're not wearing a mask. Your employees aren't wearing a mask. We're going to find you. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And I said, go ahead, find me. I will not make them wear a mask. It's their choice. I don't care if you like it or not. I never once got fined for it because all they're going to do is threats. Because they want to scare everyone. They want to have control in some way or another. And I even told them, if you want to find me, great. But I'm going to mail it right back to you because now you're taking business away from me and I'm not going to be able to afford to pay that fine. So you can pay it for me because you're still able to work.
So my point about them not wearing a mask is that you are, just as to answer the question, if your child doesn't wear a mask and they are the ones that are COVID positive, then they affect everybody else that's quarantined. That they all both have to be in masks or
masks first.
I'm sorry?
Masks first.
No.
So, I can't speak to them when they work
on. If my son doesn't have a mask and yours does, masks supposed to work.
All I'm telling you is what the rules say, sir. That's it. If they have to both be masked for the modified quarantine, if one of them is unmasked, if they're COVID positive, person is unmasked.
I know you realize how ridiculous
that. No, I didn't.
Okay, Mrs. Guzman said that she can clarify with the parent about the drug dog and the visit. She's happy if you reach out to her tomorrow to sit down and discuss the issue with you.
Thank you.
And then finally figured out, I asked a question and it went to specific people. That's from Lisa Sullivan. I'm also concerned, this is different. I'm also concerned about the dogs as my son was in the class and I was never notified.
Reach out to Sherry Guzman tomorrow. She says she's happy to go over that information with you, the vice principal of Bear River. If this trend continues with no subs, what will happen? Distance learning again?
Well, that's a big question. We do not have subs available. And if teachers get COVID and are out, then it becomes problematic if we also.
And I'll be honest, I've been working in the preschool out at Lone Tree because we are volunteering teaching out at Lone Tree preschool because we're shorthanded because of it. I will do whatever I can to keep your kids in school. And, you know, but if. Mask wearing is already taking place on base. Can someone please speak to the difficulties of having the kids wear masks? Working in the classroom since the first day, I experienced no problems with the adults or students with wearing masks. And that's the base. So if you're not going to speak, they don't have a choice. So
no, even the children that aren't military connected to go to Lone Tree have to wear it because it's a rule out of Lone Tree if you're in a building.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sorry.
And I will tell you, I am not a mask wearer, but when I go to Beale to be in that preschool so I can keep kids in preschool, I wear a mask for 3 hours. It totally against what I mean, but that's what I do for the kids because I want to keep those preschoolers going, you know.
So is this decision going to be made tonight? I need to know whether or not
are we ready to do a vote tonight? What is the board's discretion? Okay, so is there any further comments or questions from the board?
So, right back here. So, if I remember, we get 85
that is correct.
Unknown status.
Unknown status.
No, those teachers, admin, mix them all. I'm sorry, is that all teachers or admin?
It's all staff. So it's going to be anything from a maintenance worker, groundskeeper,
bus driver,
teacher.
How many are teachers? Do you know?
I
would say instead of anything on financial withholdings, and now we're back on the potentials, I think we need to get those teachers band together and strike. Get out of the classroom because we're going to all pull our kids out here. So, what's the matter with that?
Okay. If not, any other comments? Any other questions?
Is Regina up to the vote?
Yep, she's up. She's on there. Regina, are you vocal? We'll do a roll call then. This is the 2.1A COVID guidelines and making the mask requirements take concurrence to new recommendation. So I will entertain a motion if there's no more questions or comments.
I'll make a motion to vote on the item.
Okay, first.
I'll second.
First and second. Okay, we'll do a roll call vote. Ish?
Aye.
Ronna?
Aye.
Robin?
Nay.
And Ray Jean?
Aye.
So the majority carries, so I don't have to make a vote, but I also would vote. Mm-hmm. So with that, the new mask mandate will be in place. We had three board members vote yes.
Well, there's 2 weeks of one of
the first ones. No, the people that voted yay, they only had
15. Oh, we're here.